Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hollywood loves a sequel. It's what's happening at the executive level at Disney. They've gotten rid of the CEO, Bob Chapek, and as the stock price sinks, and former head honcho Bob Iger is back. He's got the job again. Mark Malkin's live with us, senior editor and columnist for Variety, host of the Just for Variety podcast. Mark, thanks for being here. So for people who don't have Disney stock or aren't working in this business and haven't been paying that close of attention, what went so wrong over there to warrant this kind of a Sunday night surprise?
Basically, it comes down to money. Mike, it comes down to money. The stock was plummeting. It got to its lowest mark in 2 years. Bob Chapek was brought in, was handpicked by Bob Iger to lead the company after Bob said he was retiring from Disney, and he just didn't do it. There are a bunch of other blunders and flubs that Bob Chapek just could not recover from. And I will tell you that it was what a Sunday surprise. Yeah. This was, we're used to a dump on a Friday night, not on a Sunday.
Well, this is the man who said, no, on certain terms, I will never be getting this job again. And here he is. That was his final interview. Are you coming back? No, I won't ever be coming back. Well, Bob's back. Does this have to do with streaming and just streaming? And if it's streaming, it's not just a Disney problem, right? I mean, Netflix is down, Time Warner's down, everybody's down because you have to throw so much money into the streaming to get so much content. And then some of the shows are a hit and the rest are just a wash.
Yeah, it's not just about streaming. We're talking about the parks business. Obviously, parks business, really sank to the lowest level ever during COVID. So it was bringing that back. And then, you know, the park business, they were charging people who were, you know, the regulars at the park even more money. And then you're looking at, you know, just box office receipts. Not everything could be a Black Panther sequel. And Bob Iger, everyone believes that he has the magic. He's been given a mandate in 2 years to bring that magic back. But like you said, you know, Mr. Iger was saying, you know what, I'm not coming back. He had tried to retire before in the past. And, you know, the Disney board kept him on. And this time everyone said, OK, he finally did it. He is gone. And then, you know, I still can't get over this Sunday surprise.
So before Iger, they didn't have Pixar or Marvel or Star Wars. He got all those things. So what's left to buy if buying something else is the answer?
It may not be something else to buy. It may be, you know, listen, we know Disney and every studio in this town has been cutting costs. But there's also, obviously, you have to balance that with the creativity. Could Disney go and buy some other studio? Of course they can. They still have, you know, listen, this is not a poor company. We know that. And I think a lot of it also has to do with morale. Morale at Disney for the past 2 years under Chapek has been so low. I'm going to give you an example. I was at a premiere, a big Disney premiere. Bob Chapek walks on the carpet. He had just grown out his beard. I wasn't 100% sure it was him. I said to a Disney staffer, like a pretty high up staffer, I said, is that Bob Chapek over there? They said, I don't know. Now, when Bob Iger... Exactly. When Bob Iger is on a red carpet, I will tell you, it is, he stands in the middle of the red carpet and every top talent, executive, everyone wants to talk to Bob Iger. Bob Chapek just didn't have that. Of course, that, you know, that doesn't make an ultimate business leader, but the morale at Disney was so low. Literally, I think in Hollywood, you had Elton John, you know, doing fireworks. We all heard those fireworks going off. I think part of that was also screaming and people very excited that Bob Iger was coming back to Disney.
Mark Malkin, senior editor, columnist for Variety, and he's got the Just for Variety podcast. Mark, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.